From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg is in Atlanta today to attend a voting rights summit. The former New York mayor is joining former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams at an invite-only event launched by her group, Fair Fight Action. Bloomberg, who's a billionaire, has contributed $5 million to Abrams' Fair Fight organization. Meanwhile, yesterday, Fair Fight Action CEO said the group plans to ask legislators to change the state's voter registration cancellation law. Last month, state election officials canceled the registrations of hundreds of thousands of Georgians because they've moved away or haven't participated in an election since 2012. About 98,000 of those cancellations targeted voters under the state's Use It or Lose It law. Speaker of the Georgia House of Representatives, David Ralston, is warning lawmakers to prepare for a lengthy legislative session, as GPB's Robert Jemison reports.
During his annual pre-session press conference with reporters, Ralston answered questions about his priorities for this year's General Assembly. The Blue Ridge Republican spoke about proposals to legalize gambling, potential efforts for a state takeover of the Atlanta airport, and a big issue for this year, the budget. He says the session will be a wake-up call for those calling for major budget cuts, and that dealing with that issue will eat up a majority of their time.
I've kind of smiled when I read some of the things about we're going to be in and out in an early session. People that haven't been around a budget-cutting session are going to be in for a real surprise.
Year two of the 155th General Assembly begins on Monday at the state capitol. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
Georgia's U.S. Representative John Lewis is back to work less than 2 weeks after announcing he has pancreatic cancer. Lewis was on the House floor yesterday to vote with Democrats in favor of a resolution that would limit President Trump's ability to take further military action in Iran. Democrats and some Republicans continue to question Trump's decision to authorize the killing of an Iranian general, which led to a counterattack Tuesday night targeting U.S. troops in Iraq. Lewis, who is 79 years old, has said he will continue working while undergoing treatment for his cancer in Washington. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org. That's where we're live streaming right now.